Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Central Catholic High School, Gordon Lemmy Field. Tonight, it's going to be for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's opponent's going to be the Western Panthers as they travel to Central Catholic, and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights going to host the Western Panthers tonight. We'll mention this game is going to be a special ball game. We'll mention both teams, Western and Lafayette Central Catholic, have gone unbeaten in their respective divisions. Each division for Western Panthers, the Panthers finished 8 wins, 0 losses. For Central Catholic in the West Division, Central Catholic finished 8 wins, 0 losses. We're going to have a plate meeting right now. Head coaches Tim Bourdonnais and Coach Ryan Berryman going to talk with the home plate umpire and the base umpire. Just going to be two of them. We'll mention a little bit about these two schools. First, we'll talk about the Western Panthers. Western Panthers, they have a school enrollment of 840. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are six in their sectional. Frankfort, North Montgomery, Northwestern, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. Yeah, I know that sounds a lot like the Hoosier Conference. It is almost. We'll mention the principal at Western High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Aaron Hyman. And the athletic secretary, she's always instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful for Debbie Wilson. And we'll let you know Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West. That's Roosevelt, Indiana, 46979. On the web, you can find them at WHSPanthers.com. They wear the collars black, gray, and white. They're going to wear the gray uniforms tonight. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, they're in the East Division. Presently, the Western Panthers are 17 wins, 13 losses on the season. They're 8-0 in the East. Gives them the right to play tonight versus Central Catholic. Well, making the head coach is Ryan Berryman. And the next game on the agenda for Western after tonight is going to be Tuesday, the 16th of May. It'll be a 5:30 p.m. start. Western will travel to Mississinewa. They're mentioning the starting lineups right now. Should be a good ball game. And we'll mention, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We're going to rise for prayer and national anthem. We'll set this down.
God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things of life in a changing world, to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good to all athletes as an example of deep faith. Help them to be just, fair in all their endeavors. Give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this to Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight last week. Through God's light, we came by through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly seen. Thank you.
getting ready for some baseball. Central Catholic going to take the field. Western Panthers is getting ready to bat. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the first inning. So what, these two schools, they've gone at it. Year after year, it seems like they get to play each other at the towards the end of the baseball season for the Hoosier crossover game. They do that quite often. And we'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Join the pitching in tonight's ball game for Central Catholic. It's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks wears number 34. We'll mention Keaton Brooks has 40 and one-third innings under his belt. This is appearance number 8. This is start number 6 for Keaton Brooks. He faced 172 batters. He's thrown 557 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 4 wins, 1 loss. He's allowed 36 hits, 17 runs. 10 of those runs were earned. He's walked 8. He struck out 34. 11 of those 34 strikeouts went down looking. He's hit 3 batters along the way. He's got an ERA of 1.736. Around the infield for Central Catholic, doing the catching tonight is number 7, Ryan Schumer. At first base is T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 18. At second base tonight is Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine, number 9. At shortstop, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, number 24. At third base, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel wears number 17. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So the Knights put the ball in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Knights wearing the navy jerseys. They're wearing the white pants. They're wearing the white hats. Then they step in, first batter in the ballgame. The leadoff batter in this game is going to be number 5, Caden McClure. Caden McClure, he plays left field. First pitch of the ballgame. 5:59 p.m., fastball for a strike. Stepping back in, Caden McClure, he's a right-handed batter. Infield, regular depth, straight away, and outfield just the same. Here comes the second pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Count goes 1-1. Caden McClure wears number 5. He's a senior class member. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. He got foul one back out of play. 1-2. Home plate umpire tosses one back to Brooks. Home plate umpire's got an arm. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Caden McClure. Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in outside a ball. 2-2. Early going. Top of the first. First batter in the ballgame. Caden McClure showing a lot of pitches to his dugout. Here comes the pitch. High and away, 3. Count goes full, 3-2. Keaton Brooks walks behind the rubber to step back on to get some moisture on that right hand. Here comes the pitch, 3-2. Outside, 4. So Caden McClure going to jog down the first base. 1-runner aboard, second batter in the lineup for the Western Panthers. Going to be number 10, Mitchell Nepley. Yeah, Mitchell Nepley has an older brother. He was on the staff a year ago. Probably got things to do. And I don't think he's on the staff right now. And I'm stepping into bat is Mitchell Nepley. The right-handed batter, straightaway stance, Mitchell Nepley. Runner at first base is Caden McClure. Working out the stretch, now the set. Squaring the bunt, going to put a bunt down right side, but foul. Ryan Schumer going to pick it up. He's clearly foul territory. So 0-1. Coach Ryan Berryman electing to go with a small ball on that play. Looking to get a guy in scoring position. Peering in, looking at singles. Keaton Brooks, pickoff move, first base. Back safely. Slow tag. Just working nonchalant right there. Keaton Brooks getting used to that warm-up. Right there, the pickoff move. He'll probably escalate the MPH as the game goes along. 0-1, square and early is Nepley. Pitch comes in outside. Might have been a backdoor curveball. Didn't get the break he was looking for. Count goes 1-1. Caden McClure at first base, he drew a walk. 6-pitch walk. I take that back. Might have been 7. Here comes the pitch squaring a bunt. Actually going to be a pickoff move once again. Keaton Brooks has that ability as a left-handed pitcher to either lift that left leg, should say that right leg, throw to the plate, or pickoff move if he chooses. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball stays outside. Count goes 2-1. Mitchell Nepley, right-handed batter. Teammate at first base is Caden McClure out of the set. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. He'll put a bunt down right in front of the plate. Picked up by Ryan Schumer. He'll get the out at first base. Going to be a sacrifice bunt off the bat of Mitchell Nepley. Mission accomplished. He moves the runner, Caden McClure, to second base. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 20, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean will do the pitching in today's ballgame for Western. Mitchell Dean, 6'7", 230. Listed as the switch hitter, the only switch hitter on the team. He played a good basketball season, I'll say that. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Mitchell Dean steps back in. Right-handed batting against the lefty, Keaton Brooks. Working out a stretch. Check second base. Now the set. Check second base again. And again, here comes the 1-0. Outside edge, called strike. One ball, one strike. Mitchell Dean looked like he's been on a weight loss program since basketball season. Probably going to go somewhere next year with baseball in mind. Here's the pitch. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. Mitchell Dean, senior athlete, fouls this one out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. There's one out. We're at the top of the first. Runner at second base is Caden McClure for the Panthers. Working out a stretch. Now the stat. Your check second. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. You're going to take one to right field. Going to back up Caden Minnick. You're going to give a dive for it. You'll look for it. Couldn't grab it. It goes up against the wall from the warning track. And it's going to be a one RBI double off the bat of Mitchell Dean. So one run in, Mitchell Dean ends up at second base. He took it the other way with the right field with the pitch. And then Mitchell Dean picks up RBI, number 35 on the season. Stepping into bat. Left-handed batter. He's the four hitter. Number 9 is Evan Stout. Evan Stout plays first base for the Panthers. Keaton Brooks out of the stretch, now the set. Just here's second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, outside, severely inside, I should say. And a courtesy runner out of third base, we'll capture that. I was looking at notes. They inserted a courtesy runner at second base for Mitchell Dean, the pitcher. So one ball, no strikes, Keaton Brooks back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, now out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, strike called. Down goes 1-1. Keaton Brooks blowing some hot air into that pitching hand. Want to get the grip. We know all about that. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Healthy cut, four hitter, number 9. Evan Stout. Evan Stout is also a member of the senior class. Wilmington Western has 8 seniors, 6 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 3 freshmen. They take a drive to the left center field. He's going to bounce in there in the gap. It's going to be picked up off the wall by Bryn Robbins coming in to score. Second run of the ballgame. But just for the Western Panthers. That's Kyler Norman. Kyler Norman wears number 3. He's a courtesy runner for Mitchell Dean. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourne, they're going to walk out and a talk with his game field. So we'll mention both these teams are getting ready for sectional activities. Sectional for Class 1A 54 is going to be right here at Central Catholic. Central Catholic and Attica, Red Ramblers, they drew each other's ping pong ball, and they were elected. They're going to play in the first game, very first game at 5:30 on the 25th of May in sectional 3A at sectional 20. 5:24, the 24th of May, 5 o'clock, Western Panthers going to go against the North Montgomery Chargers. Stepping into bat, five hitters, Zach Gilbert. Working out a set, here comes the pitch. Swung on and take a drive down left field. Over the head of Gavin Bichel, picked up in left field by Tyler Fox. Going to be a one RBI single off the bat of Zach Gilbert. One out, top of the first inning. Three runs in for Western. Stepping into bat, going to be number 16, Christian Pawnell. Christian Pawnell, got the pronunciation from a lady in the crowd, and it happened to be his mom. Pitch comes in there, curveball, in there for a strike, outside half. No balls, one strike. Christian Pawnell. Just step back in, another member of the senior class. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Misfielded by T.J. Bell. One-handed. He'll flip it. Nice play right there. Keaton Brooks covering. There are two outs. Pawnell does move the runner. Zach Gilbert moves over to second base. Next batter going to step in for Western. Going to be number two, Brett Echelbarger. Brett Echelbarger going to do the catching here in the bottom of the first. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Echelbarger. Swung on, base hit between third base and shortstop. Throw at the plate by Tyler Fox. Was cut. The throw was not on target. Coming in to score. Fourth run here in the first inning is number 11, Zach Gilbert. Going to second base on the overthrow is Brett Echelbarger. He'll get credit for a single and an RBI. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12. He's the eight hitter, Cade Epp. Cade Epp plays right field. Cade Epp, another senior class member. Turn in, looking at singles, out of the stretch. Check second base, now the set. Keaton Brooks, first pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Cade Epp in the batter's box. He's a right-handed batter. Runner at second base is Brett Echelbarger. Think that they might have switched in for him. He is the catcher. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Swung on, foul ball, left field or left line. In front of third base, down the third baseline, picked up there, foul territory, by Gavin Boutel. No balls, two strikes. That's bad. He's still in the box, I should say. Number 12, Cade Epp. Peering in, looking at signals. Going to step off the bat. Keaton Brooks checks second base. He'll step back in. He's back in the rubber. Count goes 0-2. Brett Echelbarger, I should say Cade Epp, in the box. Outside of ball. Cade Epp, the eighth hitter. For the Western Panthers, one ball, two strikes, two out, top of the first inning. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses. Probably lost the grip. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, steps back in. Cade Epp, the right fielder. Where's number 12? 2-2 count, two out, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll take a drive left field. It's going to be a foul ball. He's got a lot of that one. He's got the sweet spot. That'd have been inside the fair pole. He'd probably be jogging. So going back to second base and a retag. Falls dead with a foul ball to make the ball live. Cade Epp, eight hitter. Here comes a 2-2 once again from Keaton Brooks. Texas swing. And put 3-2 on the 2-2 on the board. They get the out at first base. Evidently there was a 3. I take that back. He dropped third strike. He took off for first base. And Ryan Schumer picks it up and throws a strike to first base. TJ Bell. And the Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights gonna bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. 4 runs on the board in the top of the first for the Western Panthers. As they play a little Van Halen, I'd sure like to hear some Van Hagar. Van Halen Jump. We owe the credit to Jump, to Eddie Van Halen. He's got the good fingers on the synthesizer. We'll mention a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, they have a school enrollment of 296. They're class 1A, sectional 54. There are 6 in their sectional. In their sectional, Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer on hand here tonight is Sarah Ido, soon to be a mother. We'll mention Central Catholic High School, located at 2410. South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams there. You know they're in the West. Finished the season 8-0 in the West. They're currently 14 wins, 8 losses. They are currently 8-0. They're playing here in the crossover game versus Western. And we'll mention the head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda for Central Catholic will be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pioneer will be here with Central Catholic. Stepping in for the Knights, the one hitter is Caden Minnick. Where's number 20? Plays right field. First pitch from Mitchell Dean. Just jumped in there, fastball, strike called. Mitchell Dean can swing it. Mitchell Dean, as mentioned, 6'7". He's lost some weight. It's a good look for Mitchell Dean. Just jumped in, swinging a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Caden Minnick, leadoff batter, first time probably in his career at Central Catholic. Just jumps in, outside of ball. Mitchell Dean trying to paint that outside edge. Or maybe a little bit of a fish-type pitch. Count goes 1-2. Working from the windup, here comes the wind in the pitch. High for ball 2. Caden Minnick, I've said this all along. He has good eyesight of the pitches from that batter's box. He pretty much knows what is what. Pitch comes in. I call it outside edge. Strike 3, and that looked like the third pitch that was called a ball, but this time it's a strike. So one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter to step in for Central Catholic is Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter. Evan Deanhart, a member of the senior class. First pitch from Dean. Outside a ball. Home plate umpire wanted to call a strike. He's thinking strike, strike, strike until the ball's proven to be a ball. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Good glove. Stretched out for it. Throws to first base. They're going to call him out at first base. Caden Minnick was on a dime right there. It was a bang, bang, banger type of play. And a nice play stretching out for that ball was first baseman Evan Stout. He threw on to Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean covering. The next batter to step in for the night is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Working right there. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take one to the left center. It's got some air under it. It's going to be called upon by the left fielder, and he's going to drop the baseball off the glove and onto the surface. So, going to be reached by air. I'm not saying this is what happened, but it's If you run after a ball in the outfield and you run flat-footed, you're going to be bouncing, 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 trying to find that baseball. They had a courtesy runner going out. Ryan Elsner is going to go to second base. He'll run for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. So two out. Runner at second base is Ryan Elsner. Stepping into bat for Central Catholic, the four-hitter, number 18, T.J. Bell. Working out a stretch, Mitchell Dean, here's the pitch. Outside half, should say outside edge. Outside edge, strike one. No balls, one strike. Hovering there at second base is Daglin Preet, the shortstop, trying to keep Elsner close to the bag. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul tip, might have been a foul tip in the glove. Same reaction, same result. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, right-handed batter. T.J. Bell working out of stretch, now the set. Mitchell Dean, here's the pitch. Going to be a hit by pitch. Reaching back for some more MPH. Still working for that fastball. The home plate umpire. Going to bring the ball out, too. Mitchell Dean, that's still straight baseball. So T.J. Bell runs beyond first base. T.J. Bell, we'll mention that's hit by pitch on the season, number 3 for T.J. Bell. So he'll run at first base. Runner at second base is Ryan Elsner, stepping into bat for the Knights. 5 hitter, number 3, Jackson Kane, out of the set. I'd have a pickoff move and not going to do it. Here's first pitch to Kane, fastball outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first and second base for the Knights. Two out. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch to Kane. Similar fashion, outside a bit taller for ball two. Right-handed batter's box, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, he's playing DH in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch from Dean. Knee-high fastball, called strike. Swift step back in, two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, he's batting in place of third baseman Gavin Boutel in the ballgame. Here comes the pitch. The pop one, foul territory, right side, giving it a look to Devin Stout, and he'll make the catch. So the Knights lead two aboard, come up with no runs at the end of one complete. Western Panthers 4, Central Catholic Knights 0. So Knights going to go back out and play defensively. Now let's talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference baseball. Games happening tonight. We'll mention 2023 crossover game sites are all at the West Division sites this year. Games happening tonight, as you know, Western Panthers. At 17-3, they're 8-0 in the East. They're here with Central Catholic Knights, 14-8, 8-0 in the West. We'll also mention 5:30 game tonight. West Lafayette Red Devils are hosting the Lewis Cass Kings. It's a 5:30 contest. And the Northwestern Tigers are at Benton Central. They're going to battle with the Bison tonight. And that's a 5:30 start. It's already underway. And the Hamilton Heights Huskies, the 6 o'clock start time, they are at Twin Lakes tonight doing battle with the Indians. And tomorrow on Saturday the 13th, Rensselaer Central will do battle with Frontier. And then last night, the Tipton Blue Devils went against the Sheridan Blackhawks. I have no result to write in. Stepping in, going to bat. First batter in the top of the second inning. Number 1, Daglin Preet. Daglin Preet, shortstop. Been playing shortstop a number of years. Working out the windup, Keaton Brooks. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Keaton Brooks steps back on the rubber 2 feet on. Right-handed batter, Jaglyn Pleats. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jaglyn Pleats. Right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Second base, Hudson Gutwein fields it. Throws a strike. Across the diamond right there to T.J. Bell for the first out here in the top of the second. So we'll step into bat once again, number 5, Caden McClure. I'm not keeping stats, but we'll mention Caden McClure. He drew a walk first time up. And Caden McClure is going to step into bat right now. He's played in all 20 ball games. First pitch from Brooks. Swing and miss the fastball. And number 5, Caden McClure. 59 plate appearances, 44 at-bats. He's batting 318 in the right-handed batter's box. Outside edge, a ball outside. Good call. Count goes 1-1. We'll mention Caden McClure. 492 on base percentage. Pitch. Foul ball. Off of Schumer. Goes back to the screen. Schumer's okay. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Caden McClure. He's got 14 hits on the season. 11 are singles. He's got 3 doubles. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Caden McClure, he's reached on air 6 times. Got 9 RBI. Here comes a 2-2 from Brooks. Gonna foul one right side out of play. So the count remains 2-2. Caden McClure, the leadoff batter in this contest. He scored 14 runs. Pitch comes in outside, ball 3. Caden McClure has walked 14 times. 3-2 count. We're going to wind up. Here comes the 3-2. Outside, ball 4. So Caden McClure draws a 2nd walk in the ball game. The next batter will step in for the Panthers is number 10, Mitchell Methley. Mitchell Methley wears number 10. He's played in all 20 ball games. 81 plate appearances, 61 at bat. Batting 311. Right here in the batter's box. Peering in looking at single. Keaton Brooks. Out of the set, checks first base. First pitch to Methley. Foul back to the screen. No balls, 1 strike. Number 10, Mitchell Methley. Mitchell Methley, 456 on base percentage. And 19 hits. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mitchell Methley in those 19 hits, 15 are singles. 4 are doubles. Peering in, looking at signals. Now in the set, checks first base. There's a 1-1, taking off for second base. Evan Teinhart was looking to cover second. The hit goes into left field. Thrown back in by Tyler Fox. So Western has 2 aboard. Nobody out here in the top of the 2nd inning. Next batter going to step in. For the Panthers, going to be the 3-hitter, number 20. Mitchell Dean is the pitcher of record in this ball game, working from the set. Check 2nd base, Keaton Brooks, first pitch to Mitchell Dean. He's going to take a drive to left field, and he's off the bat and out of here. Mitchell Dean with a good stroke. Pretty good wheelhouse pitch from Mitchell Dean. It'll be a 3-run RBI. And Mitchell Dean, we'll mention, that's home run number 3 for Mitchell Dean on the season. And that's RBI 36, 37, and 38. Got 1 RBI in his first at-bat. So they congratulate Mitchell Dean. For instance, out of a home run and you're on base, it's still a lot of fun. I think I've done that 1 time. Jeff Rednauer is three in that doubleheader. I was on base for one of them. Working from the windup, here comes a pitch. Evan Stout. They'll pull it severely foul beyond the nice dugout as bullpen activity walking out to avoid the baseball. He'll step back in, 0-1 count. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Ground ball just foul. First base coach trying to glove it with the hat. Picked up there by the protector out near the bullpen. So down the bullpen, Isaac Suppinger is throwing in the bullpen. He'll chase one outside, swing and miss. Evan Stout will walk back to the dugout. There are two out. I take that back. Double check that. Stepping into bat. Five hitter number 11, Zach Gilbert. First pitch on the windup. Keaton Brooks outside, ball one. Stepping back in, Zach Gilbert. Back on the rubber, peering in, looking at the signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Several ball replenishments already in this ball game. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Zach Gilbert. Comes the wind and the pitch. Be a base hit down the third base line. Going to get the dirt. They're going to go straight through. Going to go left field line. He'll pick it up. That's Tyler Fox. He'll pick it up just in the foul territory. Sliding in. Going to be a slide-in double off the bat of Zach Gilbert. Zach Gilbert wears number 11. Picks up double number 8 on the season. Stepping in left into batter. Christian Pawnell, number 16, he's a center fielder. Working out of the stretch, Keaton Brooks, check second out of the set. First pitch to Pawnell. He's going to drive one to center field. Going to come in to make the catch for the third out in the inning. That's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins gets a good bead on the baseball off the bat. Difficult task to do that straight away when you're playing center field. So Western Panthers come up with three in the top of the second. Knights are going to bat. Bottom of the second inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. That's 4 or 5 years now, Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're hours of operation right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. On Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. And they're joined in for breakfast and or lunch. Right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're both right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. We'll talk a little bit about the pitcher, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean wears number 20. He's got 31 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 7. Mitchell Dean has a win-loss ratio of 6 wins, 0 losses. In 31 innings, he's allowed 7 hits, 2 runs. Only one of those runs were earned. He has walked 9 batters. He has struck out 64. And I believe his ERA is, I'll say, under 5.5. And anyways, I think I see here 0.229, and it's not surprising. Third baseman in on the glyph of the graph, that's Zach Gilbert. Step in, Tyler Fox. To work out a windup, both feet on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals, Mitchell Dean. Brett Eckelbarger, his catcher. Swung on, Tyler Fox gets a solid hit, goes foul territory down the right field line. So Brent Echelbarger is the catcher. He wears number 2. Ed Stout wears number 9. He's at first base. Mitchell Nepley at second base. And the second pick, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. At shortstop, number 1, Daglin Pleat. At third base, Zach Gilbert, number 11. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 to Fox. Swing and a miss. Good jog back to the dugout. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll also mention in left field for Western is number 5, Caden McClure. In center field, number 16, Christian Paul. And in right field, number 12, Cade Epp. Stepping into bat. Number 9, Hudson Gutwine. First pitch, he'll foul it back out of play. Pretty quick hands, Hudson Gutwine. Right-handed batter's box. He'll step back in, right-handed batter. Facing the lefty, Mitchell Dean, becomes a 0-1. Outside ball. Ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwine plays second base in this ball game, batting in the 7th spot. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 2-1. Gutwine looking for staples. Not many given, if any. Coach Bordenay back on the rubber. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Gutwine. Outside of ball. Mitchell Nepley working that outside edge. Trying to paint that edge just a little bit outside. Here comes the 3-1 to Gutwine. There's a better paint right there, outside edge, called strike. 3-2 count. Stepping back on the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean, Hudson Gutwine, 3-2. They're striking out on the inside edge. He'll walk back to the dugout. He'll go down looking. There are two outs on the Knights here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 33. He's the 8 hitter, Bryn Robbins, playing center field in the ballgame. Right-handed to batter, lefty pitcher. Here comes the first pitch to Robbins. Short out the glove of Echelbarger. It'll veer right side. So one ball, no strikes. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. Going to step back in. Working from the windup, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Mitchell Dean's got some velocity. That's an understatement. I don't know what he would rate on a judge system or on the gun. But it looks like, I don't know, probably high 80s, something like that. Maybe 90. Then he'll step back on the rubber. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Thigh high, outside half. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Profile view of these pitches for Nepley. They look good from either dugout. Only the umpire knows where they go across the plate or do not go across. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Nearly got him. 3-2 count to Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins going to be attentive on this pitch. Bryn Robbins has 9 walks on the season. Here comes the wind in the pitch. He's going to take a drive to left center. Going to get a lot of it. It's going to float up, and it's going to go out of here. Left center field, about 380, we'll call it, maybe 390 as it went out. Bryn Robbins got a good piece of that. But it really didn't fit like he got the sweet spot. He got that toward the top of the bat. And they say that sweet spot on aluminum bats are about 14 inches. They say a sweet spot on a wooden bat is 8 inches. So that's why it's hard to get hits in a wooden bat tournament. So one run on the board for the Knights, Brett Robbins picks up a home run, and that's his second home run on the season. First pitch comes in, kneecap high, strike called. So Brent Robbins, happy to jog the bases, comes to pitch, outside of ball. Keaton Brooks in the batter's box. Keaton Brooks, number 34, he's the pitcher of record, batting in the ninth spot. Here comes a wind from Mitchell. Swung on, foul ball, third baseline, as Keaton Brooks goes the other way with it. Keaton Brooks, I was mentioning this last year at Western, he got his first two hits of the season. He got a double and a single. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. He'll foul this one back to the screen, keep himself alive in that batter's box. 1-2 count, two out. Bottom of the second inning, one run in, Ben Robbins, home run. Here comes a pitch outside of ball. Short hops the glove, Brett Eckelberger. No cost, one back in. 2-2 count. Keaton Brooks, the nine hitter. The step back in, batting lefty, facing the lefty. Here comes a wind from Mitchell Dean to Keaton Brooks. He's going to poke one, foul ball, out of play. He's protecting that zone. Keaton Brooks working right there, and he is working. Keaton Brooks probably pretty close to that quality at bat. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Keaton Brooks. I mentioned Keaton Brooks in 17 actual at bats. He's got three quality at bats, and he'll foul this one out of play. That'll end up on a front porch here in the backyard of someone's yard. So he's in the quality at bat. That's a given. Trying to fight him off now, trying to get a base hit or get himself on board with a base on balls. Here's the 3-2 again. Ground ball. Shortstop, Daiglin cleans it. The throw across the diamond. He gets a good out with Evan Stout. So Keaton Brooks having a good time at home plate. Touching a lot of baseballs with that at bat. Put a glove on, he'll come back out and do the pitching in the top of the third inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons, they're Target Sports. They're in Sheridan, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. At Target Sports in Sheridan. Getting warmed up on the pitcher's mound. Coming in relief for Keaton Brooks is number 41, Isaac Suffinger. Isaac Suffinger on the season. He's had 1 2/3 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 7. Isaac Suffinger. He's faced 18 batters. He's thrown 65 pitches. He's allowed 10 hits. He's allowed 8 runs. They were all earned. He has walked one batter. He has struck one batter out. And he's hit one batter along the way. So, Suffinger, he's a southpaw. And he's a submarine pitcher. Submarine pitcher, a lot of the guys about my age, they remember Kent DeColby. Kent DeColby, I think he wore 27 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He also wore glasses. Kent DeColby, he's a submarine pitcher. He got paid to be one. And I will also mention Dan Quisenberry. Dan Quisenberry, I think he was a Kansas City Royal. He was also a good submarine pitcher. So stepping in the back for the Western Panthers. Second time at the plate. Number two, Brett Eckelbarger. Right-handed batter. Eckelbarger has played in all 20 games. First pitch from Seppinger. Nice pitch. Outside edge, called strike. So Eckelbarger will mention 62 plate appearances, 51 at-bats. Pitch comes in, outside, ball one. So Brett Eckelbarger batting 333 in that right-handed batter's box for 43 on base percentage. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, he'll take one to the outfield. Going to be shallow. It's called for by Tyler Fox, left field. Bren Robbins was also there. There's one out here in the top of the third inning. One out, top of the third. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 12, Cade Epp. Cade Epp, the right fielder. That's in the eighth spot. Here comes the first pitch from Seppinger. Swung on, you float one. Shallow, right field. Giving it a call is Cade Minnick. Coming in a long way, making the catch. Probably better opportunity to catch it. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein was there if needed. So Cade Minnick catches it. There's two out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to be the ninth hitter, Deglin Pleak. Deglin Pleak, right-handed batter's box, first pitch from Seppinger. You're going to put a bunt down with two outs. It's going to be a foul ball down the first baseline. Deglin Pleak, he's got some wheels. He wears number one. He's played in all 20 games. And believe it or not, he's been hit by pitch eight times this season. And Zach Gilbert, six times. They lead the team in hit by pitch. Comes the 0-1. Outside the ball. Deglin Pleak. He's batting 327 at right-handed batter's box. 472 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch from Seppinger. They'll take a drive to left field. He's called upon by Tyler Fox. He'll come in and make the catch. So some fly balls to the outfield. Three of them. And the Knights get out of the inning. And Weber comes up with no runs in the top of the third. After 2.5, Western 7, Central Catholic 1. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. And we'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21. Sheets Company, that's just in to Marion County, right across 96th Street down south, right there near Indianapolis. Well, mention she's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's really simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, 317-513-4086. Stepping in once again, number one hitter for Central Catholic, number 20, Cade Minnick, working from the windup. Here comes a wind and delivery. First pitch to Minnick. Breaking pitch, finish inside. Lefty facing the lefty. Mitchell Dean, Cade Minnick. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. You're going to pop one foul, and it's going to be playable but difficult right up against the wall. Slide their feet first, the way to go. That's the way to go, Brent Eckelbarger. He's okay. You're going to rub that noggin right there. I tell you what, he's got a head full of hair right there. I think we all did when we was in high school. So one ball, one strike. Hopefully that probably going to dust the dish off. Give a chance for Eckelbarger to get back in it. 17 games he's appeared in. This is Caden Minnick. He's been hit by pitch one time. Here comes the wind and the 1-1 to Minnick. High for ball two. Minnick has 46 plate appearances. 37 at-bats. He's batting 270. He's batting, excuse me, on base, 400. Here's the pitch. He's going to foul this one way out back. He'll stay in the box, 2-2. Caden Minnick has 10 hits on the season. 8 are singles. He's got 1 double and 1 triple. He's got 8 RBI. He's just scored 9 runs himself. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. Will be dropped third strike. He needs to go after it. I think it was a drop third. I thought that was short hop caught by Eckelbarger. He caught it. He threw to third base to throw it around the horn. Huh. Almost need video for that one. He sets down. So, right-handed batter's box. Evan Jeanhart, ground ball. Going to be fielded by shortstop Ed Deglin Priest. Going to be an infield hit by Evan Jeanhart. Third base, Zach Gilbert thought he might have a play on it. High hop went over his head. And then Deglin Priest gave it a shot. Strong arm, but just behind Evan Jeanhart, safe at first. So Evan Jeanhart with another one of those type of base hits. He's the only guy that can do that. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Mitchell Dean. Pickoff move. Nonchalant. The first base. Evan Stout. Applies a tag, but well behind Evan Jeanhart getting back at first. Ryan Schumer. Left-handed batter's box. Ryan Schumer. He's the three hitter. Wears number 7. Here comes the first pitch. Foul ball. And sets his swing. He goes beyond third base. Third base dugout, I should say. Third base dugout is occupied by the Western Panthers. First base dugout occupied by the Central Catholic Knights. No balls, one strike. Working out a stretch, now the set. He'll check first. Comes the pitch to Schumer. He'll take one right back at Mitchell Dean. We're going to get a double play. Deglin Priest fields it. Close to second base. Flips it to Nepley, and they get the put out at first base with Evan Stout. So the Knights are out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And the Western Panthers are going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. And we'll mention a little bit about what's going on. But we're talking about the Indianapolis Colts. As you know, they got a guy on their staff now. His name's Richardson. That quarterback they drafted at number 4. Anthony Richardson, I believe it is. I watched him throw in the combine. He threw a 70-yard bomb on target. They say he's got a bit of an accuracy problem. They'll work on that. Lamar Jackson had the same problem when he began. The one mentioned Richardson ran the 40. I happened to watch that one, too. He ran the 40 in 4.3-something. But when he ran that, he elected not to run it again because you're allowed two attempts at the 40. He said, I can't do much better, so I'll just log that one in. So, and as you know, the Colts coach, former coach, Frank Reich, he's working right there with the Carolina Panthers now. They spent some money to get up there. They got the first pick. They bought their way to the first pick. They got who they think they wanted. C.J. Stroud, I believe it is. They're going to throw one to second base here, Ryan Schumer. But the Colts are going to have 9 home games this year. 8 will be away in a 17-game season. We'll talk about this in a little bit. But in week number 10, if you haven't heard already, they're going to go to Frankfurt, Germany, They're going to play the New England Patriots on November 12th. You have to get up early on a Sunday. You might have to miss church. If you go to church, a 9:30 a.m. start on the 12th. First pitch, Seppinger. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Working back from the windup, here comes the wind and the delivery. Right across the dish, strike called. Working there in the batter's box. Here comes the pitch. As the lights come on, it's going to be hit by pitch. Just inside, a little bit too far. Not a big time hit, but that's Caden McClure. Caden McClure has reached first base all three times. That's why the first few times, I believe, were base on balls. Don't quote me. But this time, hit by pitch. So one aboard, nobody out. Tapping the box is number 10, Mitchell Neplin. High-handed batter playing second base. Here comes the pitch from Seppinger. Outside of ball. Right-handed batter's box for Neplin. Neplin on the season, he's batting .311. .456 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check first base. Pickoff move, Seppinger at first base. No tag applied by T.J. Bell. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. All is that high. Just above the zone, two balls, no strikes. Right there in the box, straightaway stance, right-handed batter's box for Neplin. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Nice job sliding out, making the catch by Schumer. Three balls, no strikes. Nice have activity. They're bullpen on the right field line. Pitch comes in low for ball four. So two runners aboard, first and second base. Working right there. Mitchell Neplin at first. Caden McClure at second. Ryan Schumer walks out having a conversation with Isaac Seppinger. All about encouragement. Encouragement can go a long way. Something you say today, somebody else can remember years from now, and that provides encouragement, even then. So stepping in. Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, last time up, jogged the bases. Two runners aboard. Out of the stand, Seppinger, here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Mitchell Dean, out of the box, looking for signal. Not many given, if any. He'll step back in. 6'7", Mitchell Dean, going to step off the back there. In fact, they're going to go pick up a baseball back of the screen. Time was called. So everything's clear now. One ball, no strikes. Mitchell Dean, right-handed batter's box, facing the lefty. Isaac Seppinger, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. I'm out on the diamond, Coach Bordenay. Get the jog out. Going to talk with Sir Isaac Seppinger. All about encouragement. Two balls, no strikes. Time out on the surface. Who's your conference baseball? We'll talk about the records at the end of this half inning. We'll talk about the records for the East and for the West through yesterday's date, the 11th of 23. So Coach Borden is going to walk back to the dugout. Two balls, no strikes. Mitchell Dean, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Isaac Seppinger, this is a 2-0 pitch. Inside half, called strike. Mitchell Dean was looking for the first strike. Mitchell Dean might have just seen the best pitch he may see in this at-bat. Kent goes 2-1. Here comes the pitch. Going to take another drive, left field line. Is it going to be the fair pole? It's inside the fair pole, just barely. Mitchell Dean has two round trippers in the ball game, and they're both three-run home runs. So Mitchell Dean got his arms extended once again. He gets a low eyes from Coach Berryman. Here's Jog in and sap the plate. So Mitchell Dean takes a 2-1 pitch straight down the left field line at 325. Just inside the foul pole. It was low enough it went right beside the foul pole. Didn't have to make a guess for a ball that went above it. Kind of like a Ben Mazur shot from a year ago. They called it a fair ball. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, strike one. Left-handed batter's box, Evan Stout. Here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. Evan Stout. Going to go to first base. I'm not sure if he really wanted to get hit. Or did he move that back foot back, hoping to get hit? He's paying the price now. He's going to walk off on it. Hope it's all good. And he'll walk off, get his wits about him, and time out on the diamond. Coach Borden walks back out. Going to pick up the baseball out of the hand of Scepter. The Knights are going to go with the third pitcher in the ball game, working right there, and start out working from the stretch. This will be his second opportunity to pitch on the season. Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman going to pitch here in the ballgame. Does not have a lot of innings under his belt. As a matter of fact, less than one. So he gets warm up tosses. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference baseball records this year. Now, these are through 5-11, May the 11th. In the East Division, as you know, the Western Panthers, currently 17 wins, 3 losses, 8-0 in the East. Hamilton Heights, the Huskies are 11 wins, 7 losses, 5-3 is what they finished in the East. Northwestern Tigers, 13-7-1. Yeah, they had one tie. They probably ran out of daylight. I'm not sure where it was at. But they finished 5-3 in the East. The Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils, 2-14 on the season, finished the East at 1-7. Lewis Taft Kings, 1-15 on the season, they finished the East at 1-7. We'll talk about the West Division here in a bit. Jogging out, talking with the new pitcher, Jack Reisman. He gets knuckles right there from Ryan Schumer. Jack Reisman, there's number 31. He's going to step in. In the batter's box for Western, five hitter number 11, Zach Gilbert. Right-handed batter, runner aboard at first base. Hit by pitch, Evan Stout. Pitch comes in outside the ball. Just missed. Jack Reisman, he's got some velocity. In a good opportunity to play right now for Central Catholic. Fastball right across the dish. Knee high, strike two. Double check there. Now one ball, one strike. That first one just missed outside. 1-1 count, Reisman. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Going to take a drive down the third baseline. Going to be fair. Down the line, going to go up against the 325 sign. Just right there by the fair pole. And score from first base is number 9, Evan Stout. So that doesn't hurt too bad. So 3 runs in thus far for Western. In the top of the 4th inning. Runner at second base. Right there is Zach Gilbert. He's got a 2 base RBI. First pitch, inside edge, strike called. Left-handed batter's box, Christian Pawnell. Christian Pawnell steps back in, working from the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. Going to back up, Tate Minnick. Going to go out of here. Home run, left field, Christian Pawnell. Going to be a 2-run home run for Pawnell. So here's all the bases. Pawnell picks up his, we'll double check there. Pawnell picks up his second home run on the season. So they get the ball back in. We'll mention the next batter going to be the seven hitter, number two, Brett Echelbarger. Brett Echelbarger, he's doing the catching for the Panthers. To step in. Batting 333. Right-handed pitcher, Jack Reisman, working from stretch. Pitch comes in just high. Breaking pitch, ball one. So he's working from a stretch. He's thinking he's going to be a relief pitcher. Not really a starter. He's pitching from a stretch now with nobody on. Outside edge called strike. Good velocity, Jack Reisman. One ball, one strike. Brett Echelbarger. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He's going to drive one. It's going to be a foul ball. Going to float back out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Then look at singles out of the stretch. Now the set is the pitch from Reisman. Breaking pitch. Got a piece of it. Just did get a piece of that one, the breaking pitch. Brett Echelbarger. So one ball, one strike, I think. Working out of the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Jack Reisman, right-handed batter. Brett Echelbarger, breaking pitch, finished inside. Got 2-2 on the scoreboard now. 2-2. Home plate umpire. Checks his balance. Working out of the set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball. Evan Jeanhart fields it. He'll throw across the diamond. And get the play out with T.J. Bell. So Echelbarger will jog back to the dugout. He'll put his gear back on. And next batter in the lineup to be the 8 hitter, number 12, Cade Epp. Cade Epp, he plays right field in this ballgame. I believe one out here in the top of the fourth. 6 runs in. They're going to stretch. Now the set. Cade Epp, first pitch. Outside edge, strike call. 8 hitter, number 12, Cade Epp. Plays right field. 319 batting average. Here's the pitch. Sexy swing. He did not go. They checked. Did he go? He says no. Step back in. One ball, one strike. Working out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Reisman. Breaking pitch. Finishes low. Nearly a great pitch. Down goes 2-1. Cade Epp. Steps back in. Working out of stretch. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. 3-1 count. Cade Epp on the season has walked 8 times. He's got 8 RBI. He has scored 11 runs. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to 3-1. Outside, ball four. So Cade Epp is aboard at first base. Next batter to step in for the Panthers is number one. It's Daeglin Pleat. Daeglin Pleat plays shortstop. He checks the chart in his back left pocket as they give numbers to signals. Out of the set, first pitch to Reisman. From Reisman, Pleat, swing and miss. Might have been off speed. A little bit out in front of it was Pleat. Let's step back in. Daeglin Pleat wears number one. Batting 327 becomes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finish low. Count goes 1-1. Daeglin Pleat entered this ballgame with 74 plate appearances. 76 leads the team. That's Zach Gilbert. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. take that back. We look over to Mitchell Dean. He's got the end of the game with 80 appearances. So Desmond Priest going to sky one to left field. They get a beat on it, make the catch. Tyler Fox records the out. Fly out to left field for Deglin Pleak. So one aboard at first base for the Panthers. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box. Again, fourth time at the plate. Number five, Caden McClure. Get out of the stretch, now the set. His pitch from Reisman. Fastball right across the dish, strike called. Caden McClure, 59 plate appearances, 44 at-bats. He banks 318. Right-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Didn't get all of the break he wanted. Caden McClure had a kind of bailout. It did break. Kemp goes 1-1. With an out of set, Jack Reisman. Here's the pitch. To take a drive to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins a little bit. Then he'll make the catch. Brent Robbins. Guy, pretty darn good. So the Western Panthers come up with six in the top of the fourth. Knight's going to bat in the bottom half. 13-1 thus far. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the fourth. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference baseball records of the West Division thus far in the season. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, 14 wins, 8 losses. Finished 8-0 in the West Division. The Twin Lakes Indians finished, they are currently 13-8. Overall, they're 5-3. They finished 5-3 in the West Division. Benton Central Bison, they're currently 9 wins, 10 losses. They finished the West at 4-4. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, currently 8-11. They finished the West at 3-5. And the Rensselaer Central Bombers, currently 4-10. They finished the West at 0-8. So they're throwing the ball around, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Mitchell Dean still pitching right there on the rubber. Mentioned the Indianapolis Colts. Last year they were 4-12-1. That was last year. They got a preseason schedule coming up. Week one, they'll be at Buffalo. That's August 12th. Week two, they'll be home with Chicago Bears. That'll be on the 19th at the 7 o'clock, probably a Saturday. And then week three, at Philadelphia. They'll go against Philadelphia and a good quarterback on the 24th. That'll be an 8 p.m. start. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. Central Catholic Knights, T.J. Bell is the four-hitter today's ballgame. First pitch from Mitchell Dean. Outside edge, strike called. T.J. Bell on the season, he's participated in 20 ballgames. This is 23 on the season tonight. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing. Gets a piece of it in the glove of Eckelbarger, strike two. T.J. Bell, 64 appearances, 49 at-bats. He banked .224, .387 on base percentage. Pitch comes in high. Gets off the glove, back to the screen, Eckelbarger. When you're catching a pitcher, you're not ready to jump up to catch the ball. You don't think he's going to do that. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Bell. Take a ground ball. Shortstop, Deglin Pleak, tried to backhand it. Couldn't come up with it. It would have been a tough throw. Let's see if they put an H on the scoreboard. I would think so. But anyway, Coach Borden, they're going to walk down the third baseline. Thinking about an adjustment right there with the home plate umpire. T.J. Bell going to take a breather. T.J. Bell going to walk back to the dugout, get his first baseman glove. Running for him is going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, at first base. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the five hitter for the Knights. He's the DH in this ballgame. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Evan Stout applies a tag anyway. Soft tag, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane's played in all 22 ballgames. Jackson Kane, 73 plate appearances, 59 at-bats. Pitch comes in, he'll take a drive to left center. Got a lot of it. It's going to bounce in there in the gap. Base hit off the bat of Jackson Kane. So Jackson Kane picks up his 19th hit on the season. That's his 16th single. He's got two doubles. He also has a home run. I think that was at Benton Central. Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox. Two aboard for the Knights. Tyler Fox, left-handed batter. Had a good at-bat his first time up. First pitch comes in high for ball one. Tyler Fox going to step back in. He's played in 17 games, 43 plate appearances, 37 at-bats. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. He'll drive one. It's going to be skyward. It's going to go to the outfield. And be called for by the left fielder. He'll make the catch. Cade Epp makes the catch, and there's one out. Knights have two aboard, first and second base. Jackson Kane at first, and Lucas Gerke at second base. Stepping into bat, number nine, Hudson Gutwein, batting in the seventh spot. Playing second base in this ballgame, Hudson Gutwein. We'll mention 39 plate appearances, 31 at-bats. Out of the set, Mitchell Dean checks second a couple times. Long peer at second. Here's the pitch. He'll drive one right side out of play. Hudson Gutwein, he can swing a bat. Hudson Gutwein, batting 258, 385 on base. He got eight hits, seven are singles. And he has a home run, and it was right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike, Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter facing the lefty. Mitchell Dean. I think some of the guys about my age probably remember J.R. Richard. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Count goes one and two. J.R. Richard, he pitched for the Houston Astros. He had a good career. His life was shortened. We'll miss him. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball as Brett Eckelbarger tries to frame that one with the forearm. The forearm frame not going to get you a strike. A nice wrist action frame probably will for a good umpire. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2, and he'll set down on the third strike. Swing and a miss. Two outs in the inning. Knights have two aboard. Jackson Kane at first base. Lucas Gerke at second base. Gerke is running for C.J. Bell. Stepping into bat, number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins hit a home run. Solo shot, his first at bat. Working from the stretch, now it's sad. Here's the pitch. Full swing, ground ball foul, left side. A good swing, as my dad said. My dad says it all the time, a good swing. He says the byproduct of a good swing is a home run. And that's what Brent Robbins did last time at bat. He met that baseball from Mitchell Methley and sent it the opposite way. Outside edge, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Brent Robbins. He's played in 21 games. He's batting 250, 68 plate appearances, 56 at-bats, 358 on base. Taking off for third base, going to be strike three. Gerke was taken off for third base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. And the Knights are set down. They're two aboard. So we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Top of the fifth. And we'll also mention a little bit more about the Indianapolis Colts. Their schedule, they got a lot of 1 o'clock games. Sounds like they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 1 o'clock games. As they said on the news, no primetime games as of yet. They have 2 games, one versus Pittsburgh Steelers on the week 15. That's to be determined what time it'll be. It'll be a flex game. But and then also the same thing on their last game, home with Houston, the Texans. That's another flex game. So the Colts are going to be home with Jacksonville week 1. At away with Houston Texans, week 2. They'll be away with Baltimore Ravens, week 3. You know, that's Lamar Jackson. He's the good holdout type of guy. $260 million for 5 years. I think $130 are guaranteed. Yeah, he is a good player, a G-man. And then week 4, home with the L.A. Rams. Week 5, home with the Tennessee Titans. Week 6, away with Jacksonville. Week 7, home with the Cleveland Browns. Week 8, home with the New Orleans Saints. And then week 9, they'll be on the road. I'm going to get Frank Reich. They'll be on the road with Carolina. That's week 9. It'll be November the 5th. That'll be a 4:05 game. So a lot of folks will be watching that one. I do like Frank Reich. And I'll mention week 10, as you know, New England Patriots are going to be at Frankfurt, Germany, with Colts. And then we'll also mention there's some substitutions in the ballgame. Going to pitch now, working here in the top of the fifth, is number 4, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner stepping up, right-handed pitcher. He'll face number 10. Number 10 is two-hitter Mitchell Nedley. And we'll finish this up, we hope to. Week 11, bye week. Week 12, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. Week 13, Tennessee Titans on the road. Week 14, Cincinnati Bengals on the road. Week 15, Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Week 16, at the Atlanta Falcons. Week 17, Las Vegas Raiders will be home. That'll be New Year's Eve, but that'll be a 1 o'clock game. And then their last game, week 18, Houston Texans at home. Stepping in. Number 10, Mitchell Nedley. Ryan Elsner, first pitch, inside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, Ryan Elsner. Just get on the roof, peering in, looking at signals. The catcher is Ben Bunton. Where's number 35? Pitch comes in, hit by pitch. Mitchell Nedley going to jog down to first base. Mitchell Nedley, he's pretty good shape. Strong young man. That man has been to at least 1, maybe 2, North-South All-Star football games. Mitchell Nedley, he's at first base. You're not going to hurt him very easily. Stepping in. Switch hitter. Yep, switch hitter right there. That's number 20, Mitchell Dean. Facing the righty. Get to see him bat on the other side of the plate. They're going to walk him. No, wait a minute. Double check here. They're going to balk. That's what it was. I didn't see what happened. A balk was called. It might have been by the home plate umpire. So they sent him over to Mitchell Nedley, is now at second base. Out of a set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch from Elsner. Outside of ball. Mitchell Dean, switch hitter, the only switch hitter on the Western team. It's kind of a rare form to have a switch hitter. Outset. Here comes the pitch. 2 balls, no strikes. I think the Knights did go against 1 team this season thus far. They have lifted 3 switch hitters on their ball team. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks for our second base. Elsner checks home. Here comes a 2-0. Outside, ball 3. So Mitchell Dean, is he going to get a chance to swing the bat from the left-handed batter's box? I'd kind of like to even see him just swing it, even if he doesn't make contact. Here comes the pitch. He'll take this the other way. It's going to be a base hit. It's going to go fair in the foul territory. It's going to be a double. And Mitchell Dean going to pick up another RBI. Mitchell Dean started this game with 34 RBI. To my recollection of my notes here, 42 RBI presently on the season. So let's jog off the diamond. He gets a medium five from Coach Berryman. They got a pitch runner at second base. Stepping into bat, number nine, Evan Stelz. Another left-handed batter. Facing the righty, Ryan Elsner. Here comes the pitch. Side ball one. The step back in the rubber. Ryan Elsner looks for signals. Ben Button. Looking from the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Going to pop one left side. Is it playable? Could be. It's going to be. Gavin Boutel makes the play. Foul territory. Caught. Gavin Boutel. I believe Mikey Stapleton is at shortstop presently for the Knights. He gives gloves, kind of like knuckles, to Gavin Boutel for the catch. Stepping in, Zach Gilbert, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. He'll take one to right field. He's going to back up 8 minutes. He'll catch the baseball. They'll tag at second base. There'll be a sacrifice fly off the bat of Zach Gilbert. And I take that back. It's on a three out on the diamond. And so that's what they'll say. The out square up there on the scoreboard not working super well. So there's three outs, and we'll mention top of the fifth. Come up with one run, Western Panthers. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. Back out to try to finish this ball game is number 20, Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, I tell you what, that guy can play basketball. I follow the Tips and Blue Devils for the most part in basketball. I've done three Central Catholic games this year to the earlier years, a couple years ago and 3 years ago. But I'll mention Mitchell Dean in the game that I saw. He dunked the ball three times in the ball game. And I will say I saw Flory Badunga. Second dunk for Badunga. It just made sense to call it Badunga. But I met Flory Badunga. I tell you what, that kid is a nice young man. They let me interview him after the ball game. If you go back to the basketball season, you scroll down at putmeinsports.com, you'll see the basketball season. Go to the Tips and Kokomo ball game. You don't have to listen to the whole game, but you can scroll right there and move the cursor. At the end of the ball game, I had some words, good words for Flory Badunga. Flory Badunga, I know Matt Painter thinking seriously about Flory Badunga, but is Flory Badunga thinking seriously about Purdue? I hope so. I really do. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. First pitch from Mitchell Dean. Inside edge, called strike. No balls for a strike, Mitchell Dean. He's working with the sun beating on him. Foul back out of play, Mikey Stapleton. That sun coming through the clouds. And those trees kind of blocking the sun, but not right there for Mitchell Dean. Pitch comes in and hit by pitch. Mitchell Dean didn't want that. He passed the glove there. He's kind of disappointed with that pitch. Mikey Stapleton is at first base. So Mitchell Dean, a step back in the rubber. Runner aboard at first base, Mikey Stapleton. Left-handed batter's box, number 20, Caden Minnick. He's the one hitter in this ballgame for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. I will say, this home plate umpire, I've been impressed thoroughly with his calls. Real good. Here comes the pitch. Pop one. Foul territory. It's going to hit the ground sooner than Echelbarger would have wanted. Couldn't get to it. One ball, one strike. Mikey Stapleton at first base. Caden Minnick in the batter's box. 1-1. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Working out the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Caden Minnick, another good cut. 1-2 count. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the break. Ended up above the head of Caden Minnick. Everything's good. 2-2 count. Runner at first base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Outside ball three. 3-2 count. Mikey Stapleton, Steve Coach Bordenay, has him on his horse. Here comes the pitch from Dean. Fouled out of play, left side, went the other way. Lefty pitcher, lefty batter. Temper needs a replenishment. A lot of baseballs leaving the field of play in this ballgame. Tell you what, if they were playing at Kokomo or Loeb Stadium, have a difficult time retrieving all the baseballs with all those seats. 2,600 capacity at Loeb. What a nice place. Here's the pitch. Low for ball four. So Cade Minnick, another great eye performance. Watches ball four, and it was close. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Ryan Berryman going to pull the double switch. To send one out to the outfield. He'll go to center field. Probably going to see Christian Pawnell maybe enter the ballgame as a pitcher. He's going to come in from center field, probably get rid of that longer girth type of glove, get the shorter type of girth, and do the pitching with. That'd be my guess. So Coach Berryman out there at the pitcher's mound, talking with his infield. Take that back and let him go down bullpen. He's the original starter, so he pulls him out of the game. That's Christian Pawnell. Sends him down to the left field line to get some quick bullpen activity. He's going to get real quick here. He's going to be popping and firing, and he's going to get ready here as quickly as he can. And we'll see how this works out. They're going to keep Mitchell Dean in the ballgame, obviously. They break up the conference at pitcher's mound. Might have been even a little bit longer than some folks might have thought it should have been, but it's no problem. And Mitchell Dean is going to pitch at least until Coach Berryman decides he would need him. So down the left field line, getting his bullpen activity, Christian Pawnell. And just getting ready in case he's needed. So runners at first and second base. Stepping in batter's box. Tyler Fox. Take that back. Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner watches a pitch outside. I saw the four. Ryan Elsner. He's played in 12 ball games. He is 1-for-1. He's batting 1,000. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. One ball, one strike. Ryan Elsner, he's 1-for-1. He got a single and scored 5 runs. He works quite often as a courtesy runner. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. Ryan Elsner has stolen 4 bases. He's been caught stealing 1 time. His one bat that he got a base hit on was a quality at bat. Working through the stretch, now the set. Comes a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Down goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in the rubber, looking at signals. Mitchell Dean out of the set, checks second base. Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. So it's all back to the dugout. Ryan Elsner, pitcher of record for the Knights here in the crossover game. Stepping in the bat, the catcher, 35, Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton has participated in 7 games, 1 plate appearance, 1 at bat. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Yeah, 1 plate appearance, 1 at bat. Ben Bunton also has 1 hit. Is a single. He's also batting 1,000. Here comes a set, here comes a pitch. Fouls it back to the screen. Ben Bunton. He's got 1 RBI. He has scored 1 run. He has stolen 1 base. And he has 1 quality at bat. That's Ben Bunton. For 35 for the Knights. Looking now the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. We'll draw back to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup we'll see is going to be Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box. He's participated in 6 ball games, 2 plate appearances, 2 at-bats, batting 500. He's got a 500 on-base percentage. First pitch from Dean. But across the dish, strike called. Lucas Gerke has 1 hit. Is a single. He's got 1 RBI. He has scored 1 run. Lucas Gerke has 1 stolen base. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Bottom of the 5th inning. Here comes the pitch. Going to call him out. Outside edge. Strike 3. That's going to complete the ball game. Western Panthers are going to win the Hoosier Conference 2023. Well, mentioned, I believe the final score on the scoreboard is 13 Western Panthers, 1 Central Catholic Knights. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll mention Western Panthers. Western Panthers, they might get the weekend off, not sure, but they'll be back in action on Tuesday, May 16th at 5:30 p.m. They'll travel to Mississinewa, and the Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights' next ball game is going to happen tomorrow morning. That'll be the May the 13th, 11 a.m. Pioneer will be right here with Central Catholic. So until then, we do thank my wife back home for sound check. Appreciate her. And I will also mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.